It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Zoom! I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Try to make an N out of the N for neighbor. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Have any idea what this is? Sort of looked like an airplane when I brought it in, didn't it? Zoom, zoom. But it's not. No. It is a musical instrument. And with this little hammer, you play pieces of wood. Hear it? That one's smaller. Let's find the longer one now. So the bigger one's lower than the little one. Well, I'll get it all together and show you. It's called a xylophone. Yeah. Put all the wood pieces on. It really helps to know the alphabet, too, when you're learning music. Here's an F down here. It's really quite hard to see, but there it is, you know, F. And all of these have little letters on. This one says G. The G? G. And this one is an A. Then the big ones are down at the bottom. Those are the big pieces of wood. And the little ones up here. So the little pieces of wood are the high notes, and the big pieces of wood are the low notes. Let's try playing something happy. Did you ever play anything like that? Now why don't we try playing something sad? Sound a little sad? Now, what about something angry? Because you can play this kind of a thing when you're angry, too, sure. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could fight? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag and see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. exactly. If you're a girl now, when you grow up, you'll be a lady. If you're a boy now, when you grow up, you'll be a man. Exactly. I know a man who plays a xylophone, all kinds of instruments, and I'd just like you to meet him. Yeah, he plays it very well. You know, ours is like that with the tone. But I'd like you to come with me to his house. He has a studio where he practices, and we can ask him to show us his instruments. Would you come with me? His name is Mr. Wilmoth. Could you say Wilmoth? Wilmoth. Good. Now, he lives just down the block, and he's usually practicing at this time of the day. And I told him someday that you and I would come together. Yeah. So we'll just go down the street and visit. Okay, come along. He's right down at the end of the block. Coming? Okay.
Mr. Rogers.
Great, thank you.
Nice to see you.
My friends and I wanted to come over. Oh, you have a big xylophone.
Yes, this is called a marimba.
This one's a marimba?
Yes.
Well, it does look different from mine. What makes it different? Because it has wood, doesn't it?
Yes. It has wood bars, but it has the pipes underneath the instrument.
Oh, those are... Look at the pipes.
When you strike the instrument, the sound travels through the pipes, comes back up and amplifies the sound.
I see. Gee, and it's all made of wood on top here, isn't it?
Yes, this part of the instrument is very soft and mellow, and we call this part the marimba. And this part up here is the high sound, and it is called the xylophone part.
I see. Well, you have lots of different mallets.
Yes.
Could we look at these a minute?
Yes, this is the soft mallet. This is wrapped with yarn around.
I see.
And this is the way we start, with a rubber end.
Oh, and then you put the yarn around that and make it soft. Could I hear how they sound?
Yes.
Nice. How do these sound?
This is the hard rubber mallet on the xylophone part.
Makes you smile. Do you ever play when you're angry?
Yes, I do. Would you like to hear something that sounds angry?
Yes. It's really hitting, isn't it?
Boy, makes it sound very angry.
I should say. What about when you're sad? What kinds of things do you play when you're sad?
When you're sad, you feel as if you should play soft. Very smooth.
Quiet and soft.
Do you notice that you roll on the marimba?
What's that mean?
That means that you hold the sound by rolling one stick after the other.
Oh. Up and down, I see. Yeah. So that means that the sound stays more.
That's correct.
What about a happy piece, Mr. Wilmer?
Oh, I would like to play a happy piece, and perhaps you could accompany me.
How so?
I have an instrument over here.
Oh, you have lots of things. Oh.
Would you like to play the triangle for me?
Triangle, sure.
I've played a triangle before. You try to play it musically, don't you?
Yes. Let's play a Schumann composition.
All right. Playing with you.
That was very nice, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you. It sure was. I enjoyed it. I'd like to see some of these other instruments, if I may. This is the one that interests me.
That's a tambourine.
You shake it, do you?
Yes.
Show me how you'd play it.
You can either shake it or you can strike it.
Good. I guess you can do both, too, can't you? That's a good horn. That's like a tom-tom. Is that what it is?
That's a tom-tom.
You play all of these, I guess.
Yes, I do.
Boy, it's great. Thank you very much for showing us these, Mr. Wilmoth, and particularly this beautiful marimba, you say.
Yes, it's a marimba.
Marimba.
I'm glad you came by, Mr. Rogers.
Well, I hope we didn't interrupt your practicing too much. No. I know you practice most of the time.
You have to practice every day.
Even when you're as good as Mr. Wilmoth, practicing all the time. Well, thanks again.
You're welcome. Come back again. Bye.
Had our visit. Get ready for make-believe now. Which one of these looks like the instrument that I played with Mr. Wilmoth? That circle up there? What about the square? Triangle? Sure. Looks like it, but it doesn't sound like it, does it? No. It's about time for make-believe, so let's look for the... Oh, Trolley! Hi, we've just had a good visit, Trolley, with Mr. Wilmoth. Yes, he showed us his marimba, like a xylophone. And I played a triangle. Yeah, this is a wooden one. You know what this reminds me of a little bit? That kite that's in the neighborhood of make-believe. Yeah, is it still there today? Is it? Oh, we'd like very much to go, wouldn't we? To the neighborhood of make-believe? All right, in we go, please, Trolley.
You see, you can just hit one at a time if you want to. Like that. Or you can play a lot at a time, like this. Like that. You like it? Why don't you try? Want to try? Just try coming right over here. That's it. Come along. That's good. Good. Right down here. Now start down here and then come up. Can you do it? Right over here. Come on, kite. Good. Now come along this way. Good. Very good. Oh, that's just fine. I know you're pleased about that. Sure. You see, when you try something and are able to do it, That really makes you happy, doesn't it? The way I was with mine. There. Did you like it?
That's really pretty, Daniel.
Oh, thank you. I often wondered if you could talk.
It's Lady Aberlin, Daniel.
Oh, Lady Aberlin, I thought you were the kite talking to me.
Oh, you're really doing some nice things with your xylophone.
I was playing it for the kite, and the kite was trying to play, too.
Trying to play?
Mm-hmm.
Could I watch you try kite?
Want to try kite for Lady Aberlin? Come on. Show her how you do it. That's it. Sometimes if you help get it right on. There. Good. Now come along. There.
Oh.
See?
Good try.
We could play together if you like.
Sure.
That's it. Now you play one there, kite. Good. There. Would you like to play something with my mallet, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, okay. You show me how, Daniel.
Yeah. You just start, you know, like that and like that. You could make up something. Oh, that's pretty, but it sounds sad.
I guess I am a little sad today.
Can you tell me what you're sad about?
Well, I think I'm missing Uncle Friday and Sarah Saturday.
They've been gone a long time, haven't they?
Yes, too long. I go into the castle, and I think surely they'll be there, but it just seems so empty.
Well, but they promised they'd come back.
Yes, I know, but it's so hard to wait.
Of course it is. We just don't know when they'll be back. So that's why it's hard to wait.
Look, Daniel.
What?
The kite is bringing a message down.
What's your message, Magic Kite?
They will come back Friday.
They will?
Oh, Magic Kite, are you sure?
Are you really sure?
Friday!
It says.
Friday, Uncle Friday will be back on Friday.
Oh, yes, good. Oh, Friday. Is Friday a long time?
It's 3 more days.
And 3 more nights?
Yes. 3 more days and 3 more nights.
3 more breakfasts and 3 more lunches and 3 more dinners and 3 more times to bed.
And then they'll be back.
And we won't have to miss them anymore. And I'll play my xylophone for them.
And we can show them the magic kite.
And we'll play at the castle.
Oh, and Robert Troll will be so glad.
Oh, where is Robert Troll?
He's just been moping around for 2 or 3 days.
Oh.
He's really missing Sarah Saturday a lot.
We should look for him.
Mm.
I think I see him. I think I see him over near the trolley track. You see?
Oh, yes. Oh, Daniel, I'll go over and tell him the good news.
Oh, please do. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Robert Troll, I said it might have been that, but I signed on Lady Aberlin.
Are you sad, Robert Troll?
Well, it's thinking about it. I bought that, standing out for that.
Are you missing a certain queen?
Yes, you get through more of my bunch of winters there Saturday. They got bottom of us then.
I have some good news for you.
Well, we're singing that bond on Lady Aberlin, but I guess I what?
They're coming back on Friday.
Oh, we're singing that bond on Saturday. Because the Queen Sir Saturday. And don't want that for the King Friday.
That's
and,
right.
And they're going to sing nobody back Friday.
Right. That's what the magic kite said.
Oh, no, it's in that much in a magic kite. I'm fond of it, Sandy. It ain't all born. I'm not out of magic kite.
Well, it knows a lot about some other things, Robert Troll.
No, it's not the same thing, Lady Aberlin.
But it's been right before.
No, it's in there. How about that?
It's been right before, Robert.
Well, it's not. No, well, you're not kidding about it. It's in there. No, it's in there.
I have something for Robert Troll. I have something for Robert Troll.
Oh, what did you say that?
Hello, Edgar.
How do you do, Lady Aberlin?
I'm fine, but Robert Troll is sad.
What's he gonna talk about, Lady Aberlin? What about sitting down there?
It's a make-believe, Graham. That's a message from someone who isn't here.
Oh, you may be thinking about our Sarah Saturday.
It could be.
It could be from Sarah Saturday. Oh, Queen Sarah.
See, you're thought about Sarah Saturday by Robert Troll in the Lamb Madness and never would make a leap. And the father would be good thing because the father seen you. But he seen you, Robert Troll. He can't die. Miss you can die. Like you very much. And you must think it's on your friend, Queen Sir Saturday. Yay! What I think of that.
To Robert Troll, neighborhood of make believe. Friday will be a good day because I will be seeing you, Robert Troll. We have missed you and we like you very much. Your friend. Queen Sarah Saturday.
They're coming home on Friday. Oh, Friday, Friday on Friday.
Now, do you believe it, Robert Troll?
Just thinking about a bun, singing a blah, 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 singing a blah. Oh, Sarah Saturday's coming, and we're going to fight.
Well, I know they're coming back because they said they would, and they always do what they say they will.
And preparations must be made. Only 3 more days.
Ooh, and 3 more nights.
Three more days and 3 more nights. 1, 2, 3. And the king and queen will be coming back. Thank you, Triangle. You know, you can pretend with your toys about things that are going to happen even before they do happen. But maybe we could pretend that these two were the king and queen coming home. And they're home and they meet all of their friends in the neighborhood of make-believe. And if we pretend with our toys about things, then we know what our feelings will be like when they do happen. Do you ever use your toys to pretend? Do you? Sometimes when somebody goes away, somebody that you love, and you're very anxious for them to come back, you ever take your car, your little toy car, or something like that, and just make it go away? And then make it come back? And push it away again? And bring it back again? That's a special kind of practicing, you know. A very important kind of practicing. Practicing that people you love go away and know that they'll come back when they tell you that they will. That's some of the kinds of practicing that we do together, isn't it? Because when I go away, I always tell you when I'll come back, don't I? And I always will come back then. We've had a couple visits today, haven't we? Off to Mr. Wilmoth's to see his things, and off to the neighborhood of make-believe. But it's time for me to go off to work now. I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Come along, xylophone. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. Because you and I talk about important things with each other. Because we trust each other. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations. Thank you.